If not for Mike Seeger, Dylan may never have started writing his own songs. At least that's what he says in his autobiography, Chronicles. The thought occurred to me, maybe I'd have to write my own songs, ones that Mike didn't know. If I wanted to start playing music, I would have to claim a larger part of myself. On Highway 322, Thursday, October 13th at 7 p.m., join me, Ginger Perry, as I'll be exploring the early world of Dylan through his own eyes. There will be lots of surprises.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't find the...
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and this is it, the Highway 322. It's going to feature a lot of Bob Dylan quotes from his autobiography that he wrote in 2004 called Chronicles, and things from his best friends and his early influences. We're going to talk about that quote about Mike Seeger almost being the one responsible for Bob Dylan taking up writing his own lyrics. And one of his pals was Rambling Jack Elliott, whom he met when visiting Woody Guthrie, who we all know, I think, was a major part of Bob Dylan's early life. He went and visited him at the hospital. Woody Guthrie had Huntington's disease, and that was really the reason that Bob Dylan came to New York. But he met Rambling Jack Elliott there, and back in 1997, Bob Dylan got really sick with severe chest pains from histoplasmosis, a fungal infection. And so Rambling Jack was inspired to write this Talking Blues song in which he says, later on we'll join Woody and Jerry and Towns, but right now we all need you, so please stick around. Rambling Jack Elliott here on KGNU. We are still in a pledge drive, so we'd love to have you donate at kgnu.org. But mainly, let's be enjoying this wonderful music.
I wrote this song a few months ago when I heard the news that a friend of mine was dangerously ill. And I got worried and I got my pencil out and tried to put my feelings down on paper. This is what came out. Bob, I'm up early praying for you. I'd give my Martin for you to play on. Thinking you'd like that. Hang it up in your barn. Take it down off the nail on the tack room wall. Strum it sweet in the straw in the broodmare's box stall. Or I'll play rhythm as you blow mouth harp with the smell of alfalfa wafting through the dark. Memories of Woody in his Greystone Hospital memorial cell. Back when you were a kid and I rang the bell, and Sid Gleason was there with chili and cornbread, and Peter LaFarge and Dave Van Ronk, and my Chevy ran cool though it smelled like a skunk. Ian and Sylvia, Johnny Cash and June Carter, all loved you well, though none was the smarter. Pete Seeger, a leader, deferred to your style of even-handed strumming and winked a wry smile. And I peeked and I winked when you done it for me. They accused you of stealing, but I said, no way. Then your triumph collapsed and your neck, it was injured. I was not allowed to see you in your hospital tincture. Right then we were severed from being together. 8 years later, we were traveling together on Rolling Thunder. We bashed through the weather in northern New England and Quebec's narrow streets. Joni Mitchell hung out. Ronnie Hawkins came by. Gordon Lightfoot took us in one night on a fly. The Maple Leaf Gardens played host to our show. Allen Ginsberg said a poem. Rolling Thunder waved a feather. T-Bone and Roger Wyeth and Stoner. Bearded Bob drove the semi and Clean Bob drove the bus. 75 people made one hell of an us. One tour led to another like drinks lead to smoke. You've been touring forever, not much of a home life. Take time out to relax and see where you've been. You've enlightened the world with your songs, sink or swim. I pray that you'll stay with the earth for some time. You've strummed your song, and you've done earned your dime. Prance lightly, fly careful. But Bob, please take it easy. There's a tent for you in my camp beside the calm waters. The world's best doctors can't cure what's ailing you. Not Freud, not Pasteur, not Eddie Van Halen. You've had it forever and you'll never get rid of it. I've got it too, though I tried to hide from it. Sometimes I ride it for better or worse. Time to unsaddle and take a good rest. Later on, we'll join Woody and Jerry and Towns. But right now, we all need you. So please, stick around.
Please stick around. Thank God Bob Dylan did recover from that 1997 very serious illness. And he's still going strong, as you know, touring all the time and still with us. Oh my gosh, so grateful for that. Ramblin' Jack was quite a character, still is. He's 91 years old, still on the road. There was a nice article about him Sunday in the New York Times. Anyway, Bob Dylan talks in his book Chronicles about first hearing a record of Ramblin' Jack. He says, "Damn, I'm thinking, this guy is really great. It sounds just like Woody Guthrie, only a leaner, meaner one. Not singing the same Guthrie songs, though. He's dressed like a cowboy. His tone of voice is sharp, focused, and piercing. He draws, and he's so confident, it makes me sick." Pancake, who was a mutual friend, was right. Elliot was far beyond me. Elliot had indeed already gone beyond Guthrie, and I was still getting there. I had nothing near the compelling poise of self that I heard on the record. This book, Chronicles, is full of high praise of many people that Bob Dylan knew and written so amazingly. If you haven't read Chronicles and you're a Bob Dylan fan or you want to read it again, I urge you to. We're going to have one announcement and then come back to talk about Mike Seeger, a huge influence in Bob Dylan's life.
KGNU is always here for you, always growing and adapting to what you need to hear, but that comes at a cost. KGNU relies on support from listeners who understand the value of great music and the importance of sharing it with others. You can do your part today by supporting this valuable service at kgnu.org. Thank you.
And so, you're listening to KGNU, and we are having a fun drive right now, so please think about going to your computer to kgnu.org and press the donate button. I'd really appreciate that, and support for this show would be really important. So, Bob Dylan talks about Mike Seeger in his book, Chronicles, and he says, "It's not as if he just played everything well. He played these songs as good as it was possible to play them. I was so absorbed in listening to him that I wasn't even aware of myself. What I had to work at, Mike already had in his genes, in his genetic makeup. Before he was even born, this music had to be in his blood." And he goes on, "As I said in that announcement, the thought occurred to me that maybe I'd have to write my own folk songs, ones that Mike didn't know. That was a startling thought. If I wanted to start playing music, I'd have to claim a larger part of myself. There were things that I probably felt totally powerless over. I had the map, could even draw it freehand if I had to. Now I knew I'd have to throw it away. Not today, not tonight. Sometime soon, though." So he claims that Mike Seeger was the one that inspired him to write his own songs. Pretty amazing confession there from Bob Dylan. Let's hear a little Mike Seeger here on the Highway 322.
Thank you. I love you, baby. Ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Put your hand in mine. I've got something to tell you, darling. I want to change your mind. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Hurts me too. Love you, baby. Ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too.
That's the haunting voice of Karen Dalton, who was one of Bob Dylan's favorites, and she's singing a song of his there, It Hurts Me Too, and he knew her at the Café Wa, and this is what he has to say about her. My favorite singer in the place was Karen Dalton. She was a tall, white blues singer and guitar player, funky, lanky, and sultry. I'd actually met her before, run across her the previous summer, outside of Denver, in a mountain pass town, in a folk club. Karen had a voice like Billie Holiday's and played the guitar like Jimmy Reed and went all the way with it. I sang with her a couple of times. Karen Dalton. This is Highway 322 with a special feature of Bob Dylan drawing largely from Chronicles Volume 1, which came out in 2001. So we get to hear what he thinks about all these different people. Hope you're enjoying the show and hope you're a Bob Dylan fan, or at least if you're not, you'll learn about Bob Dylan, some things that maybe you didn't know. Maybe you'd like him a little more. Urge you to go to kgnu.org and push the donate button.
He was a friend of mine. Was a friend of mine. Never had no money pay for his fine. He was a friend of mine. He died on the road. Died on the road. Never had no money pay for his bone. He was a friend of mine.
never done no wrong. He never done no wrong. He was just a poor boy a long way from home. He was a friend of mine.
Here's Bob Dylan on Dave Van Ronk from the book Chronicles. Van Ronk worked at the Gaslight, a cryptic club. It had a dominant presence on the street, more prestige than any place else. Van Ronk played there. I'd heard Van Ronk back in the Midwest on records and thought he was pretty great. I copied some of his recordings phrase for phrase. He was passionate and stinging, sang like a soldier of fortune, and sounded like he paid the price. Van Ronk could howl and whisper, turn blues into ballads and ballads into blues. I loved his style. He was what the city was all about. In Greenwich Village, Van Ronk was king of the street. He reigned supreme.
Let the river rock you like a cradle. Climb to the treetops, child, if you're able. Let your hands tie a knot across the table. Come and touch the things you cannot feel. And close your fingertips and fly where I can't hold you. Let the sun rain fall and let the dewy clouds enfold you. And maybe you can sing to me the words I just told you. If all the things you feel ain't what they seem, then don't mind me, 'cause I ain't nothing but a dream. The mockingbird sings each different song. Each song has wings, they won't stay long. To those who hear, while the church bell tolls its one-note song, and the school bell is tinkling to the throng,
Come here where your ears cannot hear, and close your ears, child, and listen to what I'll tell you. Follow in the darkest night the sounds that may impel you, and the song that I am singing may disturb or serve to quell you. If all the sound you hear ain't what they sing, then don't mind me, 'cause I ain't nothing but a dream. Rising smell of fresh cut grass, smothered cities choke and yell with fuming gas. I hold some grapes up to the sun, and their flavor breaks upon my tongue. With eager tongues we taste our strife and fill our lungs with seeds of life. Come taste and smell the waters of our time, and close your lips, child, so softly I might kiss. Let your flower perfume out and let the winds caress you. As I walk on through the garden, I am hoping I don't miss you. If all the things you taste ain't what they seem, then don't mind me, 'cause I ain't nothing but a dream. The sun and moon both arise, and we'll see them soon through days of night. But now silver leaves on mirrors bring delight, and the color of your eyes are fiery bright. While darkness blinds the skies with all its light, come see where your eyes cannot see, then close your eyes, child, and look at what I'll show you. Let your mind go reeling out and let the breezes blow you. And maybe when we meet, suddenly I will know you. If all the things you see ain't what they seem, then don't mind me, 'cause I ain't nothing but a dream. And you can follow, can follow.
Richie Havens, I love his voice. He hung out with Bob Dylan, and I've met him. He's such a nice guy, or he was. So this is from Bob Dylan himself. One singer I crossed paths with a lot, Richie Havens, always had a nice-looking girl with him who passed the hat, and I noticed that he always did well. Sometimes she passed two hats. If you didn't have some kind of trick, you'd come off with an invisible presence, which wasn't good. So then Bob Dylan goes on to say that he hooked up with a girl and did the same thing, a waitress who was good to the eye and was all dressed up. He said, I'd split the money with her later, but it was too much of a hassle to do it all the time. I still made more when she was with me than when I was working on my own.
If I should leave you, try to remember the good times, warm days filled with sunshine, and just a little bit of rain, and just a little bit of rain. And if you look back, try to forget the bad times, lonely, blue, and sad times, and just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain. And if I look back, I will remember all the good times, warm days filled with sunshine, and just a little bit of rain, and just a little bit of rain.
Each of us has our own list of gospel greats. I have mine, and fellow gospel DJ Jamal has his. Listen to our Gospel Chime Hour shows during the fun drive to compare what's different on our lists and what's the same. Al Green, Mavis Staples, Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke, will they be on both lists? Tune in October 9th and 16th to find out. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sunday morning, Gospel Chime Hour on your community station, KGNU. That's this Sunday at 7 a.m., the Gospel Chime Hour with me and my friend Carl will be playing some of our favorites. You listen to KGNU. This is Highway 322, and we are featuring Bob Dylan, The Early Days, lots of quotes from his book Chronicles that came out 2004. He's got a new book coming out that's unbelievable. It's going to be different portraits of singers and songs. It's coming out November 1st. There was a big article about it in the New York Times, Philosophy of Modern Song. It's just mind-blowing what he has to say and how he says it. And you can get an audio tape of it with lots of different people reading, including him. So we have that to look forward to. But meanwhile, we're delving into Chronicles. We just heard Fred Neil, who was a big part of the Greenwich Village scene. And I wanted to talk about Bob Dylan moving to New York. He says, "Eventually it was time for me to get out of Minneapolis. Just like Hibbing, the Twin Cities had gotten a little too cramped, and there was only so much you could do. The world of folk music was too closed off, and the town was beginning to feel like a mud puddle. New York City was the place I wanted to be. And one snowy morning around daybreak, after sleeping in the back room of the Purple Onion Pizza Parlor in St. Paul, the place where John Kerner and I played, with only a few tattered rags in a suitcase and a guitar and a harmonica rack, I stood on the edge of town and hitchhiked east to find Woody Guthrie. He was still the man. It was freezing, and although I might have been slack in a lot of things, my mind was ordered and disciplined, and I didn't feel the cold. I had the axe in my hands and needed to tear out of there, head off to where life promised something more, felt that my own voice and guitar would be equal to the situation.
Walk on, walk on, walk on. Whee! I was standing on the corner of Leica and McDougal wondering which way to go. I got a woman down in Coconut Grove, man, you know she loves me so. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Now don't you tell me your troubles, troubles are my own. I wanna go home. Now I love all you big city women, love the big city blues. I got a woman down in Coconut Grove and she knows what to do. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Now don't you tell me your troubles, troubles are my own. I wanna go home. I was standing on the corner of Leica and McDougal wondering what to do. She love me true. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Now don't you tell me your troubles, troubles are my own. I wanna go home. Walking home. Oh, bring it on home to me, honey.
Freddie Neal again with a song about that area, Bleecker and McDougal. That's where it was all happening. Cafe Wa, the Gaslight, all kinds of clubs and people singing together all over the place. It was an exciting time. I told you there'd be some surprises. Well, here comes Bobby V, who was somebody whose band Bob Dylan joined. He says, speaking of Bobby's, my old friend and fellow performer Bobby V had a new song out on the charts called Take Good Care of My Baby. Bobby V was from Fargo, North Dakota, raised not too far from me. In the summer of 59, he had a hit with Susie Baby. His band was called The Shadows, and I had hitchhiked out there and talked my way into joining his group as a piano player on some of his local gigs, one in the basement of a church. I played a few shows with him, but he really didn't need a piano player. And besides, it was hard finding a piano that was in tune in the halls that he played. I'd always thought of him as a brother. Every time I'd see his name somewhere, it was like he was in the room.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be
just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my.
You don't hear that every day on KGNU. Speaking of KGNU, we are still in our fun drive, and we'd love to hear from you if you're enjoying this show, special show that I put together with all kinds of quotes from Bob Dylan's own book, Chronicles. If you'd just like to give your support for the station, we'd love to have you go to kgnu.org and hit the donate button. I'd love to get some donations on this show. Just let me know that you're listening and enjoying. You can also email me at dj@kgnu.org. Bob Dylan has a lot to say about Robert Johnson, the great blues singer. He just practically saved his life. He'd never heard of him until John Hammond turned him on to him. And he says, from the first note, the vibrations from the loudspeaker made my hair stand up. The stabbing sounds from the guitar could almost break a window. When Johnson started singing, he seemed like a guy who could have sprung from the head of Zeus in full armor. I immediately differentiated between him and anyone I had ever heard. The record that didn't grab Dave Van Ronk very much had left me numb, like I'd been hit by a tranquilizer bullet. I'd sit and listen to this same song over and over, and whenever I did, it felt like a ghost had come into the room, a fearsome apparition. The songs were layered with a startling economy of lines. Johnson masked the presence of more than 20 men. I fixated on every song and wondered how Johnson did it. So anyway, he can't say enough great things about Johnson and how he copied his words and listened to the lyrics and tried to get the technique that Robert Johnson had. He finally saw him on a video and said he looks nothing like a man with a hellhound on his trail. He looks immune to human dread, and you stare at the image in disbelief. Robert Johnson here on Highway 322.
Dead and gone. I woke up this morning, all my strength was dead and gone.
You doing that time?
I was thinking about you, baby.
Hey, Jim, this is Ginger.
Why you hear me weeping, mom?
Oh, hi, Dave. Dad, what's
going
on?
I got this strength. Someone is fishing in my pond. Someone's fishing in my phone. I've saved my best thing, baby, and I can't do that no more. Everything I do, baby, you got your mouth stuck up. Oh, where I used to fish, you got me posted up. Everything I do, you got your mouth stuck up. And the whole where I used to fish, baby, you got me posted out. fishing in my pump. I got dead shrimps in, someone fishing in my pump. Getting my goggle-eyed perches, and they barbecuing a bone. Taking my strength, baby, you know you tied me down. I couldn't do nothing until I got myself on one. You taking my strength, ooh, oh, you tied me down. Baby, I couldn't do nothing until I got myself on one.
Now when I landed in Vietnam, I hardly got to see Saigon. They shaped us up and called the roll, and off we went on a long patrol. Swapping lies, swatting flies, firing the odd shot here and there. The captain called a halt that night, and we had chow by the pale moonlight. A lovely dinner they planned for us, with a taste like a seat on a crosstown bus. Some of the veterans just left theirs laying in the cans for the Viet Cong to find, deadlier than a landmine. Naturally, somebody told a joke, and a couple other fellas began to smoke. I took a whiff as the cloud rolled by, and my nose went up like an infield fly. The captain, this blonde fella from Yale, he looked at me and said, "What's the matter with you, baby?" Well, I may be crazy, but I think not. I'd swear to God that I smell pot. But who'd have pot in Vietnam? He said, "What do you think you've been sitting on?" These funny little plants, thousands of them. Good God Almighty. Pastures of plenty. So we all lit up, and by, the whole platoon was flying high. With a beautiful smile on the captain's face, he smelled like midnight on St. Mark's Place. Cleaning his weapon, chanting something about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The moment came, as it comes to all, when I had to answer nature's call. I was stumbling around in a beautiful haze when I met a little cat in black PJs. Rifle, ammo belt, BF Goodrich sandals. He looked up at me and said, "What's the matter with you, baby?" He said, "We're camping down a pass and smell you people blowing grass. And since by the smell you're smoking trash, I brought you a taste of a special stash. Straight from Uncle Ho's Victory Garden. We call it Hanoi Gold." So his squad and my squad settled down, passed some lovely stuff around. All too soon it was time to go. The captain got on the radio, said, "Hello, headquarters." "Hello, headquarters. We have met the enemy, and he has been smashed."
Tom Paxton with a topical song, and Bob Dylan mentions how Tom Paxton is one of the few people that was writing his own songs then. And Bob Dylan says topical songs weren't protest songs. The term protest singer didn't exist any more than the word singer-songwriter. You were a performer or you weren't. That was about it, a folk singer or not one. Songs of dissent was a term people used, but even that was rare. I tried to explain later that I didn't think I was a protest singer, that there'd been a screw-up. I didn't think I was protesting anything any more than I thought Woody Guthrie songs were protesting anything. I didn't think of Woody as a protest singer. And he goes on to talk about how he used to go to the New York Public Library and read through newspapers and get ideas for songs. And that's when he started doing topical songs. He has a long list of different articles that influenced him that he read and based some songs on. So, Bob Dylan at the New York Public Library. That would have been fun to see him there, looking through some books of magazines and newspapers, that kind of thing. We've got somebody to thank, actually. This is a fun drive, and we urge you to go to kgnu.org and donate, show your support. Thanks to Paul and Mary in Boulder. Mary loves Bob Dylan. She says her favorite course was at CU in 1972, The Rhetoric of Bob Dylan and Friends. I wonder if that was taught by Mike Bell, who started this show. I think he did do a whole class on Bob Dylan. Mary, call me back and let me know. Anyway, call me at 303-442-4242. We've got Jack Rummel and Sanford Baron just about to come on with the next show, Ragtime America, but a few more minutes left of this Bob Dylan special.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin. Sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Heading straight for a fall. I remember your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 10 years ago I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something. Memories can bring, they bring diamonds and rust. Will you burst on the scene? Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds. The word for it, you were so good with words and at keeping things vague. 'Cause I need some of that vagueness now, it's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly, and if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
Joan Baez with an amazing song she sang and wrote about Bob Dylan, Diamonds and Rust. What a great song that is. I just couldn't resist playing it. And this is what Bob Dylan has to say about Joan Baez, or some of what he has to say. The queen of the folk singers, that would have to be Joan Baez. Joan was born the same year as me, and our futures would be linked. But at this time, back in the 60s, to even think about it would be preposterous. She sold a lot of records, and it was easy to understand why. The women singers in folk music were performers like Peggy Seeger, Jean Ritchie, and Barbara Dane, and they didn't translate well to a modern crowd. Joan was nothing like any of them. There was no one like her. Both Scottish and Mexican, she looked like a religious icon, like somebody you'd sacrifice yourself for, and she sang in a voice straight to God. Also was an exceptionally good instrumentalist. Okay. Not hearing from enough of you at kgnu.org, but we're having a good time here with Bob Dylan. And this is about the time that he went to New York, left Minnesota behind him in search of Woody Guthrie and in search of other folk singers. And there you have it. Bob Dylan in New York.
Thank you. remember a night in the Wild West, leaving the towns I loved the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I came into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. Swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling, ride, I landed up on the downtown side, Greenwich Village. I walked down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man and I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
A lot of humor in that song, a lot of humor in a lot of what Bob Dylan does. This was a tribute to Bob Dylan, his early days, drawing largely from his autobiography Chronicles that came out 2004. Didn't hear too much of Bob Dylan because we were so busy playing the people that influenced him or that were his pals back in the day. Anyway, thanks for going to kgnu.org and making a donation. And you listen to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Ginger. I've been here with you for the last hour, and I'll be here again 7 a.m. on Sunday for the Gospel Chime Hour with Carl Armin and me playing some of our favorite gospel songs. It'll be a good show. 7:59, time now for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland. Featuring a masquerade ball with Banshee Tree, Power Lung Rangers, and costume contest, Saturday, October 29th. Ticket information and more at thecariboo.com.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Lila Downs on Friday, October 28th. Lila's music embraces the music of her home country of Mexico along with U.S. jazz, blues, and soul. Tickets at NewmanCenterPresents.com.
Make a contribution anytime now through October 16th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and you will automatically be entered into a drawing to win a two-night stay at one of the two YMCA of the Rockies locations, Estes Park Center or Snow Mountain Ranch. Your stay can be redeemed through October 8th, 2023. Sustainers of local radio, Solar members will automatically be entered into this drawing.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for some ragtime tonight. And to join me here is Sanford Barron. Welcome, Sanford.
Yes, great to be with you.
We've worked together before, and we're going to do it again. I think we get along very, very well.
We get around, and I always learn something when I love your show, first
okay.
of all.
Thank you.
But I find it's almost like taking a course as well, because I learn something every time. So anyways, look forward to what you got planned for tonight.
Well, tonight we're going to play some of Jelly Roll Morton's music, and we're going to concentrate on some of his lesser-known works, and all of them are going to be piano performances. Now, Morton claimed he invented jazz, and there may be some truth to that. He had his own band called the Red Hot Peppers, so he did a lot of band recordings, but there were some piano pieces that made it through, and so we're going to look at that. Just briefly, he was born in New Orleans, October 20th, 1890, died in Los Angeles, in 1941. He was brought to New Orleans as a child to live with his grandmother. He first learned the guitar, and then at age 10, learned to play the piano, and pretty soon he became one of the top professors in the Storyville district in New Orleans, earning a minimum of $100 a night, and that was in 1900, so
wow.
$100 a night was a lot of money. Which brings us to our show goal tonight. We have a goal of $120, and we would very much like to encourage our listeners to help us meet that $120 goal.
Yeah, that's right. We are in full swing during our fall fund drive. And it's a time for the community and the people that love Jack Rummel and what he does. In fact, all the DJs here at KGNU, it's a time for you to show your appreciation and also just support this wonderful community here at KGNU.
So it's easy to do. We can't take phone calls, but it's easy to do, but just go online to kgnu.org and follow the directions once you get there.
Right. I have done this numerous times, and